Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Welcome to Growing Hope, where we are sharing encouragement and inspiring hope to pursue purpose and possibility. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because rainbows offer a reminder of promise, and I know I need that reminder, and I want to share that reminder with you. I have big dream goals. I wrote them down and I drew them up on my whiteboard of world domination. I've shared them with you. I've shared them in my writing. I've shared them with my family so much that my middle son is not the only one that rolls his eyes at me anymore. Despite all of my sharing and all the visual I have given to my big dream goals, I haven't reached them yet. And if I haven't reached them yet, it's not because of what they have done to me or what circumstances have gotten in my way. Well, not directly anyway. If I haven't reached my big dream goals and fulfilled my whiteboard of world domination, it's because I haven't done what I need to do to get there. Sometimes I don't do what I need to do because I lost my focus. Sometimes I don't do what I need to do because something comes up. Sometimes I don't do what I need to do because I let others convince me that I can't or I shouldn't or I want. And sometimes I don't do what I need to do because I have a great excuse, like the loss of the internet. I just don't do for whatever reason. Because I don't do, I don't move closer to my big dream goals. And if I don't move closer to my big dream goals, then I'm never going to reach my big dream goals. They will be words and images on my whiteboard of world domination, just waiting to be fulfilled. The summer before my senior year of college, I changed my major. I laugh because it was probably the 10th time that I had changed my major. If you've heard the story, I started changing my major the first day of college because it was engineering, and I was not going to take all the courses that the engineering advisor told me I had to take. So here I am, the senior year, getting ready to start, and I took a class my junior year that was about helping find vocation and helping understand purpose, and the professor and I had had some great talks about what I was going to do and where I was going. And between that and all the testings that he gave us, he recommended the change in the major and the change in my direction. Ironically, he directed me down the same path my dad had been encouraging me to take all along. Yeah, go figure. I met with my new advisor in my new major, and I announced to this new advisor that I was going to be graduating at the end of the school year. And she laughed. Well, now maybe she didn't laugh out loud in my face, but I could tell she was laughing on the inside. She pointed out why I couldn't graduate at the end of the year. I didn't have the core courses that I needed in this new major in order to take the courses that I would need to take in order to graduate. Worse, all of the core courses were only offered in the fall quarter. Most of the upper level courses couldn't be taken until I took my core courses, which meant I'd have to pack my first quarter. She said it would take at least 2 years, probably three, for me to graduate. But I was not going to be in school for more than 4 years. I was not going to change my major again now that I had my focus and direction. I knew it was the right path for me, and I was going to make it happen. Period. She agreed with me that if I chose to take all of my core courses that first fall quarter, she would let me try. And I ended up taking almost twice as many classes that first quarter as I normally considered a full load. The irony for me, looking back, was that I was taking the exact number of classes that I was going to have to take in that engineering path that I walked out on that first day. So, I took a course load that pushed me to the place that I wanted to be. The difference between that first quarter of school and that first quarter of my senior year was a constancy of purpose. I knew what I was supposed to do, and I knew what I needed to do in order to make it happen. I knew what I wanted. I knew the direction I needed to go. I was not going to let something as silly as a course load stop me from pursuing it. The best part of taking all of my core classes in that one quarter was that many of them overlapped in information, so it was actually easier for me than it might have been had I tried to spread them out. I did still have to do my internship, which was a required part of my degree, and I did have to do it the following summer, but I did graduate in 4 years. Constancy gives me the fortitude to carry on despite the obstacles that seem to be in the way. It is one more element of persistence that lets me push on into my unique design. I keep going no matter what. Consistency despite the environment. Consistency despite my position. Consistency despite circumstances. Consistency despite the situation. Consistency despite others. I just keep going. I just keep going because that is the only way to go. I just keep going because I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the path I'm supposed to be on, and I'm going to walk this path until I reach the big dream goals that I have written out. I keep going because not going would be more painful and more difficult and more devastating than everything that I have to deal with in order to keep going. So I keep going. I keep going because if I want to reach my big dream goals, then I have to remind myself every single day and sometimes moments throughout the day that I am worth it. I am worth the effort and the energy and the focus and the resources that are going to reach my unique design and my unique purpose. I keep going. It helps to have encouragement on this journey because this journey is not always easy, mainly because the world is not always nice. It's also not very convenient in this journey I'm on. The world wants me to do it the way the world says to do it. They want me to do it the way they say it needs to be done. I have to do it my way. And I have to be willing to keep on taking the steps and the actions of doing it my way until I reach my big dream goals. It's the only way it will ever be done. Things are going to happen. I have to be so locked into my design and my purpose that even when they do happen, I still keep going. Maybe a little slower, maybe a little skip in my step, but because things are going to happen and those stumps get pulled up and holes pop up, but I do keep going. It's a constancy of purpose. It's a deep-rooted knowing in my knower that tells me I have to because I'm supposed to, and not doing it is not an option. Constancy despite the environment. I started my writing pursuit when I had two small children in the house. My office, or I should say my designated writing spot, was right smack in the center of everything. It allowed me to write while still keeping an eye on the things the two small boys might be getting into. The environment was not conducive to quiet contemplation. As I'm sure you can imagine, it was barely conducive to hearing myself think on most days. But I wrote because I knew I needed to write, and that constancy of purpose allowed me to write even in that environment of occasional chaos. I have to keep going no matter what environment I find myself in. The environment is subject to change at any moment, but my purpose must be fixed. Constancy despite the position. I don't have to like where I am to work within that position. I could tell you how it's not fair or it's not right because she got something I should have gotten. I could be justified in my complaint, but even a justified complaint doesn't change where I am in this moment. I can't let my pursuit of purpose be determined by my current position because it's not about here. It's about where I'm going. I have to keep going no matter where I am or what position I find myself in because going is the only way up or out of or around the current position. Constancy despite the circumstance. Things happen. The water line breaks just when you get the pool drained, causing even more issues in your day. Or the cover breaks on the pump just when you get the water line fixed and pool refilled, spilling out all your hard work. All of these circumstances conspire to keep you from doing what you should be doing. That's what those are supposed to do. That's what circumstances are designed to do. And circumstances will always happen. I have to keep my head in the game, my eye on the prize, my focus on purpose, so that I can make the purposeful choices despite the circumstances. And constancy despite situations. I am not where I want to be right now, but I am closer than I was yesterday because I continue to take steps to move to where I want to be. The situations will still be around until I'm at my big dream goals. And I suspect that even when I do reach my big dream goals, there will still be situations around me that I want to move out of the way or move away from. I can give the current situation all of my attention and all of my resources, or I can recognize the situations and push on with a constancy of purpose. I have to keep going, even when I am not happy about where I am, so that I can reach the place I really want to be. And constancy despite others. I appreciate that there will always be people in and around my life. I expect and accept that they will not always be on the same path as me or have the same focus as I have, and that may try to get in my way now and then. Although I haven't found how I'm going to accept and be okay with their interference. But I'm working on it. What I can't do is let them stop me from doing what I know to do. Too often, I get caught up in their not doing and I allow it to give me a reason not to do either. Or not to take the next step. Or just to curl back down under the covers in the bed. I have to be focused on my purpose and my path, and I have to be locked into my going. So even the others and their doings or their lack of doings does not hinder my next step. My purpose and my unique design, it's up to me. I have to move. I have to step. I have to go. And I have to have a constancy of that purpose and for that purpose so that no matter what, no matter what else or who else or anything else, I keep going. I just keep going no matter what might be going on around me. The only way that I am ever going to reach my big dream goals is to reach, to step, to go, to pursue, to move, to take action. It is all about me and what I choose to do in this journey. If I step, if I go, if I have a lock on my focus and my purpose, I can get there. My big dream goals are within my reach if I reach for them. Constancy keeps me reaching even when the circumstances, the situations, or even the people are trying to hold me back from doing all that I'm designed to do. I can't let them. I can't allow what's out there to begin to define who I am in here. Each day, every day, I have to have a constancy to go. It takes boldness to reach my possibilities. It takes courage to keep stepping when everything and everyone seems to be telling you to stop or demanding you quit. It takes a focus locked into purpose, a constancy that refuses to quit no matter what. It takes that kind of determination and persistence to make it through this journey. And it is a journey. The length of the journey And even the challenges of that journey are often determined by the choices I make along the way. I say choices. Some people say mistakes. But each decision and each step moves me somewhere, and that somewhere can be more challenging than where I was, or it can be a step into the promised land of purpose I know I'm supposed to be in. The children of Israel were on just such a journey. Moses had gone to Pharaoh by direction of God and with the voice of Aaron, and the people were free. They were free to go. Not only were they free to go, but all their Egyptian neighbors piled them up with goodies, including gold. They were free, they were on the path to the promised land, and they were loaded with supplies. And yet, in the midst of the journey, they made a choice. They came to the next step, and instead of having the constancy of purpose and believing the promise of God, the very same God that had made a way for them to be free with all the goodies and then protected them as a pillar of fire at night and a pillar of wind during the day, they made the choice to believe their own circumstances instead of the promises of God. In Numbers 13, each tribe sends a spy to check out the promised land. They bring back all of the amazing blessings, and they say, "See, it's just like God promised. It is a land flowing with milk and honey." This comes from Numbers 13:27. Then they go on to say, "But the people of this land, they will defeat us. So let's not take our promise. Let's not take chances. Let's stay right here." Okay, that's not exactly the words used in Scripture, but that is what I hear when I read it. In Numbers 13:30, Caleb makes a statement. He was also one of the spies, but he makes this statement about the same place that the other 10 spies had just shared about. He has a constancy of purpose driving him. And he says, "Let's go up at once and possess it. We are well able to overcome." Then in Numbers 14:6-9, Joshua and Caleb show their true feelings about the attitudes of the others. The two men tear their clothes and make this declaration. "The land which we pass through is exceeding good. If God delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us. Don't fear the people. God's got this." Again, not the actual words from Scripture, but it is the actual feelings. Joshua and Caleb had a constancy of purpose. They were supposed to take the promised land. God had told them to do it. To those two, no matter how things looked or what others had to say, the only way was the way they had been told by God to go. They had to walk over into the promised land and take the promised land because God told them to. There was no other choice. The people chose different. And because of that, they ended up wandering in the desert for 40 years until all those that had lost their focus on God's purpose and had chosen to adhere to the circumstances and the words of others, all of those people had died out, except for Joshua and Caleb, the two with that constancy of purpose. They still lived out their lives in the promise of God, in the promised land. That's where I want to be in my life, in a constancy of purpose that allows me to live out my days in the promise. I do not want to be wandering around in the desert. I do not like the heat, and I definitely do not like the sand. I vote for the land overflowing with milk and honey. Thank you very much. But, and this is the most challenging part of what I'm facing in this journey, there are giants out there. There are giants of all types standing between me and my big dream goals. It will take my constancy of purpose, my persistent, determined, just focused intent to walk it out to get me there. I have to make the choice. I have to step out. I have to walk. I have to have a veracity that says, "I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how big the giants are. This is my promise. This is my purpose. This is where I'm going, and this is what I'm going to do. And when I get to that place, nothing will stop me from living out my life in the promise of my purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hope Smith Extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.